It's time for the Daily Power Play.
And the score! A power play goal for the Predators.
Covering the Predators and the NHL.
With a shot that stopped by Searles.
Now on Chase and Michelle.
Yes, indeed. Back here, Chase and Michelle, 1025-1063, the game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, Nick Kieser with you. And every Thursday at 9:45, we're pleased to be joined by Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. Covers the NHL for them. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Heading to ESPN headquarters to appear on our show, The Point, tonight. That's exciting.
Oh, going to the mothership. That'll be fun. For sure. So safe travels there. Earlier this week, Predators general manager David Poile was on our morning show and, of course, was asked about the trade deadline. And he said he does not see them as a buyer by any means, which I think we all can agree that, that's probably the right move. He doesn't know yet whether they're a seller and that there's still a little time for him to figure that out. But I got the sense in listening to him and in conversations I've had is that he knows that the next handful of games are pretty much going to dictate what he does. And this is something that's going to be coming up with us every week until the trade deadline or they start to make significant moves. But do you agree with that sentiment that things might be trending towards we could see them selling off some assets?
Yeah, I think so. But I also think that, you know, whether they believe that they are nearing the bubble or whether they believe they're out of it, I think buying's a bad decision in either case, right? Like, I don't think that you could look at this team as currently constituted based on how they've played and say that it's a legitimate cup contender. And I know that there is a certain you got to be in it to win it mentality in this league where if you get into a wild card spot, hey, anything could happen. And maybe that's even more of the case in the Western Conference this year, considering how up in the air it all seems because you don't have that juggernaut necessarily like you had with Colorado last year. But I wouldn't buy, if I'm David Poile, whether you think you're going to be a playoff team or not. Selling is going to be tricky, though, man. Again, if you look at that roster, there's a reason the TS Ekholm is the only guy getting mentioned.
Yep.
Because, A, everybody else is locked in long-term like he is. But, B, they're guys that they've tried to move in previous seasons that nobody wanted. So I feel like the seller part of this is going to be even trickier than the buyer part of this.
Is there a guy that pops out to you, though, that you think could at least get some sort of return?
Yeah, it's Ekholm. That's it. Case closed. That's the guy. I mean, you know, I think that there's obviously a premium in this league on veteran defensemen who are going to be under contract for multiple seasons that could be an anchor on your blue line. The fact that teams are chasing players like Erik Karlsson, who has almost what was considered an untradeable contract in previous seasons. I mean, it just goes to show you how rare it is that these players come available. Hey, look no further than the Predators leaping on the opportunity to trade for Ryan McDonagh last year when he became available. So I think Ekholm's the guy. There's always been interest in him. And you know, there's always been the opportunity for the Predators to get a really decent return for him in particular.
Talking to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, joins us every Thursday. So the Predators currently just outside of a playoff spot. They're about 5 points out of a playoff spot. Now Minnesota loses again. Minnesota's 3-6-1 in their last 10. There's a head-to-head matchup on Sunday between these two teams. What's going on with the Wild right now? Because they're starting to go the wrong way.
Yeah, well, first of all, obviously, you know, their goaltending is unbalanced right now because Fleury has not been very good at all. We saw it again last night. They're just struggling. You know, I think the best laid plans of this team went awry where they thought some of their younger players were going to make a leap that they weren't prepared to make. It just hasn't coalesced for them in the same way that I think that they thought it would. And they're another team that is going to have to kind of figure out things. You know, the hole in this lineup for them has been at center. There was some thought that they were going to be one of those teams chasing Bo Horvat before the Islanders made that trade recently. You know, that's a team that has a serious lineup flaw, and the question is whether GM Billy Guerin looks at this group and says, you know, we can go in and try to get aggressive at the trade deadline and find a center to really kind of bring this lineup together, or do I not like this mix and we'll revisit things in the summer?
Yeah, and the other thing in the big picture is you look at the West as a whole, especially in the Central right now, no one blows you away. I mean, now Colorado could turn it on and be Colorado again, But there's nobody that really blows you away. So that's why I think if you're David Poile or if you're any GM that is just on the outside looking in, that you could have the mindset of, if I can just get into the dance, maybe I can do something with it.
Right, but then you also have this, the thing of everybody is so close that you're looking at teams to be maybe a bit more aggressive in trying to upgrade their groups. The
right.
two teams I keep looking at in the West are the Dallas Stars and the Los Angeles Kings. I think the Stars have a real opportunity this season to try to play for the Stanley Cup. It usually is the thing that happens in Pete DeBoer's first season with a team. He goes and plays for the Cup, and then everybody hates him in the years after that. We know that that's the case. In the LA Kings case, you know, they've got this window right now of having a really strong veteran core, some young players that have stepped up, but Drew Doughty and Andre Kopitar aren't getting any younger. So in the Dallas Stars case, it's one of the reasons why we're kind of looking at them to maybe be aggressive and trying to acquire one of the wingers that are available, be it Patrick Kane, you know, be it maybe even Timo Meier if they go big game hunting. And in the Kings case, I mean, we're just counting down the days until they figure out what package is going to get that Jacob Chychrun trade done with the Arizona Coyotes, because adding that guy to their blue line will really elevate this group into something a lot stronger than they currently are constituted.
Talking to Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. So the Boston Bruins are in Nashville tonight to take on the Predators. They're the best team in the league with 85 points. I mean, we've seen what they've been able to do really since the start of the season. What makes them so dangerous?
We did a story on this on ESPN recently. I think it was last week. You can still find it on the .com page, kind of picking apart the Bruins, finding out what made them tick. And the thing that we discovered, myself and Kristen Chilton, who wrote the story with me, was depth. That is the one thing you hear from players, executives, everybody across this league, is their depth. They're able to roll four lines. They've got a good, strong back end. You know, the return of David Krejci from 1 year playing in the Czech Republic to become their second line center was a huge key, because they don't have to go outside the organization, bring somebody in to learn the culture. They have somebody who's been there for championship seasons that they're bringing back. But the biggest thing about the Bruins that people praise along with that depth is you don't have anybody playing outside of their abilities. They're not asking Nick Foligno to score 30 goals, okay? They're asking Nick Foligno to be the best version of Nick Foligno he can be. They're a team that understands exactly what positions in which to put their guys to have them maximize their potential, and it's a really beautiful thing to watch when their system is clicking, because they are a close to unbeatable team.
Greg, speaking of the .com page, you have an article up on ESPN Plus. The NHL's best defensemen, players, coaches, and execs vote for the top 10. I have a feeling that some guy named Yossi has to be in the mix.
He is in the mix. I don't have it in front of me. I believe he's fourth. I'll go ahead and spoil that for you. him and Charlie McAvoy were right there in the 4 or 5 spots. McAvoy of the Bruins. And it was a pretty tight vote, I believe. But a lot of praise for him. You know, he's somebody that sometimes it feels like can fall off the radar for the Norris voters. Like, he got his, so he's not going to be always in the conversation for the award. But obviously the gimmick for this list is that we're asking players in the league, executives in the league, to give us their top 10 lists for each position. And there's obviously still a huge ton of respect from his peers and their bosses on what Roman can do on the ice. It was a really, really interesting vote, and his placing as high as he did, I think, may come as a surprise to some observers, but obviously not to the people that are the experts in this league.
Well, see, I don't want to spoil it, because I want people to go read it, because you do fine work. So check it out on ESPN Plus right now. Greg, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, joins us every Thursday at 9:45 as a part of the Power Play, talking NHL.